Blog Talk Radio.
Imagine a soldier the size of an insect. The ultimate secret weapon.
You give godlike powers to everyone, it's going to be chaos.
So how do we stop him?
By knowing how. Scott, I've been watching you for a while. You're different. And I believe everyone deserves a shot at redemption. Do you?
Absolutely. My days of breaking into places and stealing stuff are over. What do you want me to do?
I want you to break into a place and steal some stuff.
Makes sense.
Are you ready to become a hero?
Now, the suit has power. You have to learn how to control it. These are your greatest allies.
They're kind of cute. Whoa.
When you're small, you have superhuman strength. You like a bullet. So you need to know how to punch.
You want to show me how to punch? Show me how to punch.
That's how you punch.
Tried to hide your suit from me. Now it's gonna blow up in your face and destroy everyone you care about.
Scott, get out of here!
Did you think you could stop the future? You're just a thief!
No.
A man.
I know. It wasn't my idea.
Hello. Hey, come closer. Yes, you come closer. I need you to come closer. I want to show you. I want you to look at this right here, okay? See this little thing right here? This tiny little thing right here? This is the next movie review I'm doing. Who am I? I am the Surfer. I am the comic book seeker of movies and books to tell you how I think about them. And I'm here to tell you about Ant-Man. Ant-Man is the latest of the long line of Marvel movies. Who'd ever thought when Marvel came up with their own studio that they would have so many movies in the chamber? Well, we've already had Age of Ultron. That's come and gone. We're still in the theater in some places. But now we're to the next project, the introduction of one of the newest characters, not new as far as comics, but as far as movies go, Ant-Man. Now, to give a little history of Ant-Man quickly, Ant-Man was originally a scientist named Hank Pym who came up with this formula called Pym particles, which allowed matter to shrink and grow depending on what you needed. And he became Ant-Man's hero. He had a uniform with a helmet that allowed him to control and talk to ants, and he fought crime that way until he moved on, became other heroes, and kind of went crazy in the process. And then we got a second Ant-Man back in the late 70s because, you know, they still had the character and they wanted to put to good use, so they came up with a new person to wear the suit. And so this is who we're focusing on. All right, so... Now, this movie, if you don't know, was supposed to have been directed by Edgar Wright, I believe, right? But, because he wrote the script, and he was going to direct this, and he came up with the idea of doing an Ant-Man movie. But for some reason, him and Marvel had a difference of opinion as to the direction of the movie and what Marvel wanted as far as how it should fit with the rest of the Marvel universe. So he left as director, and we got Peyton Reed. But Edgar Wright is credited with the screenplay for this movie, along with some others. And the main stars of this is Paul Rudd as your hero, Scott Lang / Ant-Man. Veteran Michael Douglas plays Hank Pym. You have Evangeline Lilly, who plays Hope Van Dyne, his daughter. Corey Stahl plays the villain in this. He's called Darren Cross, but he's also known as Yellow Jacket, and I'll explain all that in a moment. You have other actors like Bobby Cannavale and Judy Greer in this. You also have like T.I. Wood Harris, Michael Peña. Haley Atwell makes her appearance, John Slattery. And you have a child actress, Abby Forston. Okay. Enough messing up with names. Let me explain the movie to you. Okay. So what you start off with is a little backstory how, you know, years ago, Hank Pym worked with Tony Stark and Peggy Carter under the guise of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he had a falling out with them because some members of the S.H.I.E.L.D. wanted Hank Pym to use his Pym particle formula for a weaponized use, and he figured that's a disaster. No, I can't let that kind of thing get into the wrong hands. So he walked away from S.H.I.E.L.D. So years later, of course, you know, he built himself a big company because he's like one of the smartest men in the world. And, you know, life was good. But when we get to the present, we meet Paul Rudd's character, Scott Lang, who's about to get out of jail for, you know, a burglary crime he committed. You know, he did his time. And apparently the burglary he did it's technically a crime, but he did something for the right reason. So he's not a bad person. But he gets out, and, you know, it's hard for him. He can't find work. Nobody wants to hire an ex-con, especially somebody who, you know, used to rob. And so, you know, he's finding it difficult to survive. And on top of that, you know, he got an ex-wife played by Judy Greer and a daughter. Her name is, Cassie. And in the comic books, the daughter is an important part of his character. And, of course, you know, he's getting a hard time because, you know, where's the child support? How are you going to see your daughter? How are you going to take care of your daughter? You can't take care of yourself. And, you know, there's forces that are just leading him, you know, instead of, like, allowing him to, you know, get his life straight and you know, be the better person he could be, you know, just seemed like everything's just pointing towards him doing wrong again and going, you know, pulling jobs in order to make it. So, you know, his friends, played by Michael Peña and T.I. and a few other people, and they're like, yo, man, we heard about this job. You got to do it. And he's like, no. But then after he gets fired from a job that, you know, it's just, you got to put up with people all day, and then they find out because you got a record, they let you go, and you don't even make a lot of money in the first place. He finally gives in and says, all right, so what's the job? So the job is to break in this home with this guy who's not going to be home. And they figure out there must be something valuable in the safe. You get in the safe, get what's in there, and you know, we'll be fine. Breaks into the house. You know, he's a skilled mechanical engineer and everything. So when he gets into the house and into the safe, all he finds is a suit and a helmet. He takes it anyway, not realizing he's being set up. Because Michael Douglas' character, you know, has been watching him. And Michael Douglas needs Scott Lang for a job. So he lets him take the suit, and curiosity gets the best. He puts the suit on, and he discovers, of course, that the suit can make you shrink. And then after talking to Michael Douglas, he's like, look, you know, I've been watching you. I think you're different. I need your help. I want you to become Ant-Man, and I want you to break into my company and steal something for me. And this company that he's referring to, of course, that he created, well, his name's on the company. He's no longer running it because now you have Darren Cross, played by Corey Stahl. He's in charge. And part of the reason why he's in charge is because he got voted out, and his daughter, Hope Van Dyne, played by Evangeline Lilly, was the deciding factor. For some reason, you know how parents are on kids. They don't always see eye to eye, so, you know, he no longer has control of his company. Well, Cross's whole motivation is he kind of knew about Ant-Man, but he had no proof that Ant-Man existed. He knew Hank Pym had something to do with this formula that allowed people to shrink down the size, and he always wanted a piece of it. And Henry Pym was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So Darren Cross tries to come up with his own formula and comes up with his own uniform called the Yellow Jacket because he wants to sell it, you know, military purposes, make a lot of money. And this is why Hank Pym wants Scott Lang to break into this building and stop it, because with that kind of technology out there, you know, it would spell disaster for the world. So that's the setup. Of course, you know, Scott Lang has to learn how to control the suit and learn how to be a hero and, you know, decide whether he's doing this for the right reasons. And, you know, he's being told, you know, you're doing this for your daughter. And his daughter, she likes her father. And, you know, of course, when you're a kid, you don't want to see nothing wrong with your father. So, of course, she believes in him. You know, even though the mother and the mother's boyfriend, who happens to be a cop, was like, you know, no, he's not that good of a guy. But, you know, she's steadfast in believing in her father. Good for her. So, the movie has a lot of humor to it, you know. Doesn't take yourself too serious, you know. And even, you know, they make fun of the fact that the name Ant-Man is like, how can somebody that shrink down to an ant be effective? You know, but, you know, there's more to it than just shrinking down and becoming an inch tall. Well, however tall it is. Or just, you know, telling ants to move over here and move over there. And being able to tell the ants where to go and what to do, you know, that's a lot of power in itself, because you can control a lot of ants at one time. And, of course, as Ant-Man, you know, he's given powers and abilities that, as a normal-sized person, you wouldn't be able to do. So he's very effective as a hero. You get some backstory about, you know, how back in the day when Hank Pym was Ant-Man, what happened. And, you know, one of the storylines in the comic book is Hank Pym had his girlfriend and became wife and, you know, on and off relationship with Janet Van Dyne, who was the Wasp. And a lot of people wonder, where was she at in this? And they explain what happened to her and where she's at. So that's an interesting story. And, you know, so you really don't get no Wasp in this, but, you know, it's set up so you can get some in the future. And, of course, because it's a Marvel movie, you know, it has to tie in somehow with these other movies. This is not standalone, so you get a scene or two where you see where it ties in with the larger Marvel universe. From the beginning, with the whole, I told you, with the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. thing. And then later on, when Ant-Man meets Avenger and they go through their little thing. As far as, like, seeing this in 3D or IMAX, I would say you could save your monies on that. I mean, as much as I like the movie, like, the IMAX did nothing for it. And the 3D was okay, but there was nothing spectacular about that either. So if you go see it in 2D, it should be fine. And you'll probably enjoy it. You know, some characters, you know, not developed. They were just there just to get a chuckle or two out of them. And, you know, you can just, you know, just, it's okay. No big deal. I would have liked to have seen more with his daughter, because as a comic book reader, I do know how important his daughter is to this person, to this character, and, you know, see more of a development of their relationship. But maybe that'll be in a future movie. Who knows? But, you know, I'm glad they did manage to get in. As far as Paul Rudd, Scott Lang, you know, Scott Lang, he isn't the most chiseled jaw hero. You know, he's an average guy. He's pretty smart, pretty bright guy. And, you know, he stole the suit in the comic book and to do a job, not necessarily like in the movie, but... And then, you know, later, he was just told, keep the suit, you're good at it, you know, do some good with it. So that's how he became Ant-Man in the comic book. So, kind of similar here. And Paul Rudd does come across as just, you know, an average guy who, you know, he's not like waking up thinking, I'm a superhero or I got to be a superhero. But, you know, circumstances happen that he now is in that role. And, you know, he can do some good. He can do, you know, it's kind of in his nature to do good, but not necessarily run out and do good. So I give this a strong matinee because it's very entertaining. Now, it would have been interesting to see how Edgar Wright's full take on this movie would have been, you know, because, you know, if you're a fan of Edgar Wright, you know, you probably would have liked the movie even better. I don't know. You know, I can't fault Marvel for wanting certain things. You know, they have a formula and they need their pieces to fit together. It can't just, they don't want to just have movies just come out and it's not part of the bigger Marvel cinematic universe. So I understand that. And, you know, I like the results of what they got. This is not the movie that's going to blow you away as far as comic book movies, but it'll entertain you. And if not, then I'm not sure what you're looking for. I mean, everything can't be big explosions and stuff. Now, I will say, Corey Stahl, his character as Dan Cross, he was kind of generic as a villain. Yeah, sure, he wasn't no different than Obadiah Stane from the first Iron Man movie. He's just, you know, corporate greedy asshole who... you know, wants to get paid and then just goes down the wrong path and does something stupid and tries to equate power with the wrong substances. I might be stating it wrong, but, you know. Yeah, I mean, the end fight scene is pretty exciting, but like I said, him as a character, I guess it's not meant for him to... you know, you usually care about him later on, and it's not like he's going to be important going forward. So he's a plot point. So I think I'm going to leave it at that as far as Ant-Man goes. It's a movie worth seeing. And I'm trying to think, anything else important? No, I think that's it. I mean, like, there was Judy Greer. She's in it. She plays Scott Lang's ex-wife. They just made her kind of an annoying character in a way, you know, complaining about, like he shows up because his daughter's having a birthday party, and they're like, what are you doing here? Like, why would you ask me that? It's my daughter's birthday. So, I mean, sometimes you got to be understanding when it comes to, it's not like they, you know. But anyway, enough about that. Go see Ant-Man. You won't regret it. It's a good Marvel movie. All right. Not sure when the next movie will be. Maybe Mission Impossible or maybe even Pixels or something. There'll be some other movies coming out. It might. It'll be close to comic book related, but not necessarily comic book related. So. That's all I have to say for now. So, thanks for listening. You take care. And don't step on my friend over there. Peace.